Birthplace of Memorial Day. That day, a man drives a parade float over his mother. Seniors in lawn chairs grumble. Can't see the EMTs or the ambulance. Wonder why the parade has stopped and the baton groups have stalled their twirling of affected grace. Mothers spritz girls with water bottles, lipstick themselves in the reflection of their men's fenders. Those scant with beards and cigarette eyes lurk under caps with chainsaw logos and beer brands, and their trucks with roof-mounted woofers blasting dance mixes of Celine Dion at their daughters and nieces doing hip grinds and other moves mimicked from MTV, and home-sewn costumes dense with sequins hanging on their rod-straight frames. No one knows the fate of the woman far ahead, or the mind of the man who hit her, who is gone suddenly, hunkered under the fire hall barbecue tent, where the men in trucks normally gather on Thursdays to complain about their wives or their kids, or to wince at what they don't say about who died, or to gripe about respect, how fires don't douse themselves, but they do, all the time. They burn and burn and exhaust their tinder, their air, their abundance, their light.